Good morning, you guys. Happy Saturday to you guys. And I'm so glad to be able to sit and talk with you guys this great Saturday rainy morning. And so I was preparing for this podcast this morning, and my daughter Haley just sat down at the table with me. And so we were conversing. And so today is my second episode, and I wanted to talk about detoxification for God's perfect work or God's perfect will in your life. And a lot of times when we get ready to go to the next level, or we want God to birth this thing that we've been carrying in our life, sometimes detoxification has to take place. And so Haley, my daughter, who is 15 years old, she had some really, really good points about that. And we were talking, I asked her, what does detox naturally, when you think about detox, what does that mean to you? When you hear the word detox, what does detox actually mean to you?
I feel like it's like cleansing your body, like cleansing your body, like physically and mentally, like, so it can all be balanced.
Wow. So that's like, you know me, I always do it all the time. I'm always going through, you know, getting my system together. I'm always doing weight loss or whatever. So when you get ready to start another regimen, or you're trying to lose weight, you go through this detoxification process from like no sugars, no breads, no pastas, all of that. And that's actually cleansing the system, so the metabolism is able to reset itself. So that's what detox means to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I when I was thinking about detoxification, I also was thinking about pruning. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. You know, when we're in a garden or a gardener is pruning their garden, they have to cut off some limbs in order for the plant to continue to grow. And that's even in detoxification. Detoxification does not feel good. Pruning process has to take place. So some things have to be cut off. So that's even with detoxing your natural body, you have to cut off some things like sugars. Sometimes when you cut off eating sugars, you get those headaches, you know, all of that. And in the spiritual realm, when you detox yourself and you're saying, God, have your perfect way in me, you have to go through detoxing your heart. A lot of things that we have in our heart, resentment towards people or things that people have done to you, you have to detox. You have to learn to forgive. Let's talk about that, Haley.
Learning to forgive, like, just like they say, forgive and forget so you can move on. I feel like when you forgive somebody, it takes a lot on your heart because you just don't know whether it's probably like what the person has did or what they've done that hurt you so bad that you don't know if you can forgive that person. And sometimes you just have to forgive to get to where you want to be.
Absolutely. Forgiveness is not only, well, forgiveness is for you, mm-hmm. so you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's pleasing in God's sight that you have forgiven that person.
Mm-hmm.
God will deal with them later, and eventually they'll come back to you. But forgiveness is for you so you can move forward. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, forgiveness stops us from getting to where we need to be or where God wants us to be. A spiritual detox enables us to more clearly hear the spiritual voice. So you can clearly hear God when your heart is pure and clean. Sometimes we have to ask God, examine me, God. Where have I fallen short? You know, where am I? Our greatest temptation comes not from without, but from what's within,
mm-hmm.
the things that we hold in our heart.
That's what we talked about at camp.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We talked about temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah. How temptation, like, I didn't understand what temptation was, but I knew that I was doing it. Like, temptation. Like, can you explain to me that again?
Okay, our greatest temptation comes from not from without, but it's what within us. So those things that we have hidden in our heart, they're exposed.
Yeah.
Sin disguises itself and it makes you feel like you're right.
Yes, we talked about that.
Yes. Sin disguises itself and it makes you feel, it's more so like pride. Pride can be your own conviction. So we have to constantly ask God, teach me your way, God. Because when we want to be more like him, then that's pleasing to him. So we always ask us, God, search my heart. Search me, Lord. And when we say, search me, God, then it allows God to have his perfect way. Then we're completely aligned with him. And then those things, those good things are drawn to us. Yeah. Does that make sense? So detoxification is very, very important. Detox your eyes. We have to control, you know, what we see. What we allow to see. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Things that don't even benefit you. You see what I'm saying? And give me life in your ways. When we ask God to give us life in his ways, then we're limitless. You see what I'm saying? We're open to all of his goodness. Psalms 119 and 37 says, our view of what is real and true is so easily blocked. That goes back to the heart. Because our heart won't allow us to see, if our heart is not right, it won't allow us to see the good in people. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the spirit. So a lot of times when we have issues with people, it's not them. It's the spirit. So does that make sense? So a lot of times, like when you're mad at your brother or we're mad at certain people, we're mad at them, but it's a spirit that's working in them. So does that so we have to constantly ask God, detox me, God, make me over again. I want to be right. When God sees that we want to be right, then his blessings and everything that he desires for us can be revealed in our life. You understand? So we have to be careful. So we have to detox our heart. We have to detox our eyes. When we want complete the full detoxification for God's perfect will to be in our lives, then we are open to so many doors that he wants for us. Detox your words. Do you not know that our words that we say have power? Once we release them,
they're spoken into existence.
They're spoken into existence. So they have the power to do whatever is sent out to do, right? So we have to detox our words. We cannot effectively fight the Lord's battle in the world while neglecting the ones in our hearts. It goes back to our hearts. We can be like this. Our words have so much power. Did you know that your words have the power to build or break? If I tell you every day, Haley, you are wonderful. You are so amazing. You are so great in God's eyesight. Do you know that that's going to build you up? And you're going to know that you are wonderful. So we have to be careful on the words that we use every single day, right?
And that especially comes with, like, because what we learned at camp, they were like, when you speak stuff into existence, this is actually kind of like the devil's world, you know? And like, he can use things against us.
Absolutely. So, that is his sole purpose and his sole job to make us feel that we are defeated, that we're inadequate, that we're not worthy. Self-esteem, that's why I always talk about self-love, self-esteem. His job is to make us feel unworthy. Not worth it. So your words flow out of our So what you speak out of your mouth is in your heart. Mm-hmm. So we always have to make sure that our heart is lined. Yeah, it's pure and it's lined up. But that's why you have to constantly feed yourself with the Word of God. That's why meditation is very important.
Right.
It gives you the opportunity to connect, to reflect, absolutely, and to connect with Him.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is never going to tell you that you are great, you are wonderful.
You're saying everything they said it can.
Wow. So, you know, Psalms 19 and 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. This heart is this thing that's pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Is very, very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that that is always pure.
Pure.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We always want to be in good standings with Him. Oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When everything else fails, we can go to the rock, which is Christ Jesus.
Right.
Spiritual detox leads to life. When we experience a spiritual detox, it enables us to clearly hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes you have to steal away. The detox is detoxing yourself from people, detoxing from Facebook, detoxing from certain negative energies. Sometimes we have to get to that place so we can hear the Spirit's voice and see our Creator's face. Even when you are experiencing storms and high winds in your life, we are able to press on for the prize, pursuing things unseen. God has so many things that He wants to reveal to us that we have not even seen. It says, eyes haven't seen nor ears have heard. Amen. We will walk in the things called life that we can carry out. Any last words you want to say about spiritual detox? Thank you so much for being on my second episode, Haley.
Welcome.
Anything you want to say about detoxification and being able to see God's perfect will performed in our lives?
No, I just wanted to say the thing with temptation, that's another thing the devil can get involved with because he knows what we like to do. He knows what we like to get involved in. He knows what we like. He knows what we like to watch. He knows all those kinds of things, and he can use them against you, and he can hold you back from getting blessings and stuff.
All right, you guys, I'm just so grateful to be able to share with you guys on this great rainy Saturday morning. Haley, I have truly enjoyed you. I would like you to join some other time so we can converse and people can hear what millennials think about spiritual detox and this thing called life. We're going to carry it out. Amen?
Amen.
All right, you guys, have a great Saturday morning. It's been great. You guys have an amazing day. And listen, you know, God has great things in store for you. This is Jenny Love signing out. I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all are.